The Word of God, John's Gospel, chapter 9, verses 24 through 25. A second time they summoned the man who had been blind. "Give glory to God," they said. "We know this man is a sinner." He replied, "Whether he is a sinner or not, I don't know. One thing I do know. I was blind, but now I see." I want to talk about amazing grace. Blind, but now I see. This text brings into bold view the reality of blindness and seeing. Some are blind and yet they see. Some see and yet they are blind. What I want to suggest is that seeing has to do with believing. And if you do not believe, then you really do not see. Look at somebody and say, "That's pretty deep." Some would suggest that you see first and then you believe, but I would argue that you believe first and then you see. We see what we believe. And if we are not careful, we will only see what we already believe. And if we only see what we already believe, that means we are narrow-minded. We are limited in scope. My grandmother used to tell me, "Boy, I've forgotten more than you'll ever know." And if what we believe cannot change, then what we see cannot change. Let me say that again. If what we believe cannot change, then what we see cannot change. Look at somebody and say, "I need a change." And if I'm going to change, that means I got to change what I believe. How many know that we got some messed up beliefs? Some of that stuff that we picked up on the street, we don't even say the street, on the street. Some of that stuff we picked up on TV, even some of the stuff that our parents taught us. We need to change it, because if we don't change it, we're not going to be able to see. And you know how many times we got kids who don't see themselves as being anything. And so I think that it would be helpful for us to understand that Jesus came to help us to believe right. You got to get your beliefs right. You got to work on the inside of what's going on the inside of you. And if you can get your beliefs right, then you'll be able to see possibilities down the road. Look at somebody and say, "I see stuff. I believe I can be better. I believe I can change. I believe I can finish college. I believe that I can make a difference in my family. I believe that I can help my child, even though I'm not with the mother. I believe that I can see my child doing better than I've done." How many fathers want your children to do better than you? How many mothers? I know y'all mothers want your children to do better. And so this text, Jesus comes into town and he sees this blind man. And the disciples ask him, "Who sinned, the mother or the father?" Jesus says, "Well, nobody sinned. This one is so that you can do the work of God. This one is so that you can reach out and help somebody." And so Jesus stops and Jesus spits in his hand, this is what the text says, and takes some mud and rub it on the man's eyes, and the man was able to see. Now you look, you sitting there and say, that's disgusting. But if you blind, that's good. You blind, and if that's what it takes to get your sight back, look at somebody and say, that's a good Jesus. And the text is related to physical blindness. But I want to talk about the spiritual blindness. You know, it's one thing to be blind and know you're blind. It's another thing to be blind and don't know you're blind. You ever seen anybody act stupid and don't know they're acting stupid? They're running around loudly acting a fool. And you think, why don't that fool sit down and shut up? They don't even know they're acting crazy. But Jesus sees the man and he spits in his hand and he gets some mud and he rubs the mud in the man's eyes and the man began to see. And I just thought it would be a good thing because some of us are spiritually blind, and since you're in church, I just want to spit on my hands and rub your eyes so that God can take the scales off your mind and you'll be able to see new possibilities coming down the road. I know you're preaching, Jack. These brothers ain't been in church in a while, so I have to help them when I get to an amen point. That's an amen point. Because the world can mess up your mind. You've been to jail and the world says you're done. That's a lie, because God ain't finished with you yet. But if you don't open your eyes, and so I just thought, since you're here, I don't know when I see you again, I just want to rub some mud on you. I want you to know that you can get your joy back again. I want you to know that you can make it if you try. I want you to know that God has got a second chance for you. So I look at this text and they take the man to Jesus. And the other thing I like about this, they didn't name the man. They said it was a blind man. I mean, he could have been a white blind man. Could have been a black blind man. And we don't, you know, generally we think that, you know, if you're blind, you're poor. But it could have been a rich blind man. It could have been a Republican blind man. Because I see a whole lot of blind Republicans. And just so I can be politically correct, there's also some blind Democrats. Because I see somebody out there getting mad. Oh, there he goes. But you know, the worst thing in the world is for you to start off with the wrong belief. If you start off believing wrong, that means you're going to end up with the wrong assumptions. And if you end up with the wrong assumptions, you're going to end up with the wrong conclusions. I mean, there are some politicians right now in Washington, they don't understand that the Civil War has already been fought. They still think that we're living in the 1800s. We've had the Emancipation Proclamation. We got a black president, for God's sake. Get over it. They brought this man to Jesus, and Jesus healed the man on the Sabbath. And the only thing that the disciples, or the Pharisees rather, could say is, he healed him on the wrong day. And since he healed him on the wrong day, he can't be from God. And since he's not from God, he's got to be a sinner. You see how when you start off with the wrong belief, you can mess up? Young people, be careful where you get your beliefs from. You're going to get your beliefs from Bobo, who ain't been nowhere, ain't done nothing, can't even spell cat. And you're going to believe Mustafa or whoever it is. And since you got the wrong belief, you're going to end up with the wrong behavior. and you're going to end up in jail or you're going to end up dead. But since you're here, I got some mud I want to put on your eyes. I want to open your eyes. I want to open your mind. I want to open you up so you can hear what thus saith the Lord. Jesus opens up the blind man's eyes. And the blind man begins to see. And they try to corner Jesus. You know, when you come to your right senses sometimes and you go back to your boys, they try to mess with your mind. There you are hanging around with old Jackson. He ain't nothing. You done. That old church down there ain't nothing but a bunch of hypocrites down there. They ain't nothing. Well, we may be nothing, but we do nothing to help you when you come and ask for something. You get in jail, who do you run to? You get put out, who do you run to? You get in trouble, who do you run to? Not just Mount Olive, but New Hope and Trinity and Community and Mount Calvary and Ebenezer, whatever church you may be in. Cornerstone. But the fact of the matter is, it's amazing how, have you ever had one of those moments where you knew that you confessed to God that you had the wrong belief? I mean, you ever had one of those moments when you confess, like, yeah, I used to think all men was dogs. Look at somebody and say, that's wrong. And if you stuck there, you're going to be lonely a long time. Man, you know, you said, well, I used, women, but they ought to stay in the kitchen. They ought to cook my dinner. They ought to raise my kids, keep the house clean. How many of you know some women make more money than you do? I'm all for equal pay. I'm all for better pay. Just bring it home. I ride better. I eat better. I dress better. I'm healthier. All because it all goes in one pot. Have you ever had a wrong belief? I remember in South Africa, I thought all white people in South Africa were racist. But when I came to myself, I found out that's not so. You know, there are white people who think that all black people are lazy, and all black men are no good fathers. Look at somebody and say, it ain't so. I used to think that our Republicans had no sense of fair play. It ain't so. I'm a work in progress. But the point is, you and I have to come to a position where we confess to God that we've had some wrong beliefs. And if you don't change our beliefs, we're going to have a wrong conclusion. So you've got to come before God and confess, I have believed some stuff that was wrong, and I've changed my mind through the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit work in my life. I can remember a time when I wasn't doing this women in ministry stuff. I can remember in 1976 when I was in seminary and I was graduating, I wasn't feeling it. But the Lord opened my eyes. I was wrong. There are some of you who got views about gays and you got certain mindsets about gay people, and you ought to come to the realization that sooner or later you have been wrong, or we have been wrong about stuff. And when you come to a realization that you are wrong in what you believe, then you can wake up and live better. You can wake up and do better. You can wake up and act better. And you can give thanks to God. I was blind, but now I see. I was lost, but now I'm found. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch. Not like that other person, like me. I'm a wretch, Andrew. It's amazing. It is amazing that God can still change old people. You know, they used to say you can't teach an old dog new tricks. That's a lie. There's a whole lot of old dogs. Sometimes when you get old, you think that you know everything. You get a gold card, you get one of them, you get 62, you know everything. And worse yet, if you're 18 and you know everything. But you can teach your old, look at somebody and say, keep a crack in your thinking to let new revelations come in. Keep a little space. I know you got it almost right. I know you've been through some stuff, but keep a little space that God can work something out on the inside. Do I have a witness in here? You don't have to shout. You don't have to run up and down the aisle. But just open your mind for God to work on your heart. Sometimes we have head knowledge. But, you know, the longest distance is between your head. I didn't say between your head and I didn't say between your mouth and your belly. But the longest distance is between your head and your heart. He says, thank you. I'm doing the best I can. So, it's amazing grace when your beliefs are correct. When your beliefs are corrected, at least you have the possibility. How many of you know, just because you believe right don't necessarily mean you're going to do right. But if you believe wrong, I mean, there's some things that I know I've been doing wrong. I knew they were wrong, but I still did them. Anybody, can I get a witness in here? No, I don't want to just look at the men. Can I get a witness over here? Because y'all think that I'm talking to men. I'm talking to everybody. This is Father's Day, but it's everybody. Jesus looked at the man, put mud in his eyes. The man began to see. The Pharisees didn't like the fact that Jesus gave the man sight. There's people who love you to be stupid. You go out there and start acting like you're going to study and do your lessons, young people. There's some little joker that ain't been caught yet with a car and a few bucks telling you that there's an easy way. Listen. My grandmother used to say, if you're going to act ignorant, at least be quiet. Ain't no sense in you acting ignorant and being loud. You ever seen some brothers and sisters acting stupid loudly? And you want to tell them so bad, honey, hush. Please hush. You embarrassing yourself, your mama, your daddy, and your race. That used to be a time where we were ashamed to embarrass our parents. And we were ashamed to embarrass our race. now we get medals for acting stupid. Let's see who can act the craziest. But since you're here, this is mud rubbing over your eyes. But I really want to get past your eyes because I think you can see me. I want to get to that mind. I want to get to that mind. Now, I don't know what they had in mind when they used to lay hands on people, but some of us got so much demons and we got to knock it out. Laying hands won't work. I gotta baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son. I gotta almost drown you to save you one more time. Then will you stand up? But now that I see, I began to raise the question, what took me so long? What took me so long? Why was I out there so long? Why was I acting stupid so long? But thanks be to God, He saved me just in the nick of time. I was about to lose my mind. I was almost in jail. I was almost dead. But thanks be to God, a brother saw me and said, boy, you need to come to your senses. Girl, you need to come to your senses. And now I see. I give glory to God that He saved me.